Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us, man. We got Mo Show for you, and we got a great show coming up. Why is Japan up in my sex life?
Say what?
Yeah, man.
Excuse you?
And Louis's going to get into it, man, but yeah, Japan, sex life, the Olympics, the way that certain things are going down with the cardboard beds.
Like,
but we're going to get into why is Japan up in my sex life. And also, we got new music with Drake and French Montana.
Woo! Big, I cannot wait for Certified Lover Boy. Seriously, Drake, you need to be dropping this already. But now French is talking about how he may or may not be on it, but he's making some bold claims when it comes to new music with Drake.
Let me tell you, he better be on it.
Right?
Like, that's not even something I tease. Like, man, I may not be, like, I only say, like, yeah, I may not, possibly if I know I'm on it.
Right?
But it's not a thing, like, it's my time. Like, yeah. Man, I don't know. I don't know if I got time for Drake and Certified Lover Boy, but we're going to speak on it, man. New music, Drake and French Montana. And also, in case you missed it, Megan Thee Stallion in the neighborhood.
Woo! Big, her debut album, Good News, it went platinum.
Congratulations.
Woo! Yes, it's her first platinum album ever. And she also became the first female rapper to be issued to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That's dope.
Remember when I said that?
You said that?
Mine was an I heard. I said Megan Thee Stallion may be on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
I heard that. Good,
man,
for you.
I'm clicking these things.
You know what I love about that, man? Sometimes when you put out 1,000 things, one of them will come back.
I hold on to that one.
That shows you right there, man. 1,000 things, one of them will come back. So in case you missed, we got Megan Thee Stallion. Also, Saweetie got a judgment from her mom.
I think her mom is the reason why her album got delayed, Big. She had some. She told Saweetie she didn't like something on the album, and we haven't gotten it yet. So I'll tell you what it was,
man,
that she didn't like.
All right, well, y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
It's about that time for your phone tap on the tens. Curtis said your good friend, Mr. Luther Lufe. This one is Booker T naked.
Yes.
Yes, where Luther calls to complain about his a neighbor, Booker T, parading around naked and scaring the kids. Let's go and get it to your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Hello, man. Speak to
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Luther Lufe from down the street.
Yeah.
I have a son that's 9 years of age. My son was walking down the street, and I guess you were in your front window right there, and he told me that you was parading around naked.
No.
And that when you seen him, you just started, like, thrusting your pelvis at the kids in there.
Naked.
Naked.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, my son.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't do that.
Yes,
I never did do that.
Well, maybe the medication is making you doing the boogaloo.
No, I'm not on that kind of medication.
He said, Daddy, the old man down the street put his hands on his hip, let his backbone slip, and he started thrusting his pelvis at him.
That wasn't none of me.
He said he looked at you for a long time.
I don't care what he said.
First he thought it was.
You listen to me, man.
Now you listen to me.
You listen to me.
All right, go ahead.
Man, I ain't never done that.
Man, you did.
Well, I don't
he said
care.
That first he thought it was an extra belly button or something, but then he realized it was your because you start swinging it around at the kids.
No.
And flicking your teeth in and out with your tongue.
I never come out of the bedroom without my clothes on.
You said it right now. You said you never come out the bedroom with your clothes on.
I said without them.
What you mean, dot com?
I told you. I told you, mister. What you say your name was?
My name is Luther Lufe. I'm down the street, man. I drive the burgundy Volkswagen with the purple top with the orange wheels.
Come down here and let me.
You, what you want to do?
I ain't never done that.
All I'm asking you, man, is stop being naked in front of my boy.
Listen.
Nobody want to see your wrinkled man.
No.
And I see you with your hand in your pants, but I didn't think that you was this much of a pervert. Just put some clothes on before somebody get their false teeth cracked out their mouth.
Okay.
All right?
I thank you.
God bless you.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia is up in here. Neighborhood News. Megan Fox in the Neighborhood News.
Yes, she is, big, and I love when two random celebrities that I could never imagine being together come together and have a amazing romance. Uh-huh. And that's exactly what's going on between Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. We've
both
seen them.
Both of them extremely nice people.
Oh,
too,
they
man.
Seem like
extremely
it.
Nice.
And they seem like they're really into each other. I've seen them in interviews, the way they talk about each other. But big, as we know, they've been dating for, you know, about a year now. Mm-hmm. And Megan actually revealed something that she did before she started dating them. But this was the moment when she realized something was up.
And I was like, who's going to play this role? That. And he was like, oh, we just got Machine Gun Kelly. And immediately
so
I was like, uh-oh. Because I knew.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I knew. I knew. I could feel that some wild was going to happen to me.
So she says that they are part of the same flame. Like, they're like soulmates, but she has a different way of describing it. But she says what she did before she started dating Machine Gun Kelly was she made a pros and cons list.
Wow.
She like sat down with a piece of paper and was like, pros, dating Machine Gun Kelly. Con, his name's Machine Gun Kelly.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Pro, he's tall or something like.
Hey, man, it seemed, I could see Kales and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis and Courtney all getting married on the same day.
Oh my God. Like a double wedding.
Yeah, man. Like,
I could see that too.
They have like a festival or something around it. Or
photos
weekend.
Would be amazing.
Yeah, because they're always together, great friends.
Yes.
They get along, you know, they all hang out and happy.
I mean, I really enjoy, like, as much as I like seeing Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox together, the same. I like seeing Travis Scott with Courtney Kardashian.
Right, right, right. Well, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, my bad. Well, Travis Scott. I'm talking about Travis Barker.
Sorry, I meant Courtney Kardashian and Travis
confusing.
Barker.
You're
they're
making
both
it all
Travis.
Confusing, man. Like, oh,
I'm so
God,
confused.
Man. What fantasy are you trying to bring to us?
Wait,
you
too
hear
many.
This, Jason?
That's like an eightsome.
Yeah, man. Good Lord.
So we got Travis and Courtney and Megan and Machine Gun Kelly. So many. But
and the pigs on the bus go around and around and the wheels on the bus go around.
But
yeah.
I think when it comes to dating, sometimes making a pros and cons list could actually be really beneficial
there
for yourself.
There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home.
Don't hide behind social media.
Oh, good luck.
Right? With everyone being so mean on there, and they don't even have their real usernames. They could have like a fake bot or something like that on their user thingy. But big, Idris Elba, he came out, he put up this post on his Instagram, and he said, please repost if you agree. And it was something that basically, to sum it all up, it's basically saying, say it with your name and not your username. He wants anybody who signs up for social media to have to show their ID and then get verified with a blue check showing that, yeah, I am a real person. Because what he's saying is that a lot of people start talking crap on social media, then they hide behind their username.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's like this huge celebrity.
I love how you keep calling them cowards.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. If cowards are being supported by a veil of privacy and secrecy, then social media is not a safe space. I love that, man. If cowards want to spout racial rhetoric, I love that. That's exactly what they are.
Yep.
Cowards.
Hiding behind a keyboard. And big, I agree with him that this would make the internet such a safe place, and maybe not like a super safe place.
And they'll
place.
Never do it.
You don't think
they'll
so?
It's not profitable to them. You know, they have these fake-ass community guidelines and certain things, you know what I'm saying, that people, like, there's certain things that people can get flagged for that have nothing to do with it, but then it could be something wild, and like, how did this get up there?
Yeah, like, I see a lot of nudes on Instagram, too, that I'll just pass by, and I'm like, how did, or even Twitter. Twitter, like, everything is so, like, everything's okay on Twitter, it feels like. No guidelines.
Man. And see, I don't really mess with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got Twitter, so on and so forth. I think Day-Day keep
Twitter.
Me posted.
Same.
It's just Twitter to me, man, is a nasty haven.
Really?
Yeah, Twitter got some of the most nastiest and foul comments that I see people do.
YouTube, to me.
Yeah.
See,
YouTube's
I don't read YouTube comments.
Comments.
I don't read YouTube. I don't read I'm just like,
I get scared on YouTube.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, YouTube, they're mean.
I probably don't want to read some of my YouTube stuff in.
No.
Yeah, like, man.
Instagram to me and YouTube are the meanest, then Reddit, because everyone can hide behind Reddit. Like, Reddit, you don't even have to make a username. Once you sign up and you have, like, your account, it just automatically gives you a random username, and then people say whatever they want.
Crazy,
but that's why, don't hide behind your social media. Like, if you got something to say, say it to the
and
face.
Who said it?
Idris Elba.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. That's Natalia's guy right there. Well, her husband is Matt. That's
yeah,
her guy.
That's true. That's
y'all
true.
Stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
All right, guys, so I came across this TikTok, right? And I know a lot of people are going to be flying for summer vacations and stuff like that.
Man.
But there is a way to get special treatment on a plane. And I really, it's so simple. It's low-hanging fruit. A lot of, you know, once you realize what it is, you're like, oh my gosh, that is so simple. But none of us really think about it. And it only costs $5.
If you do this one simple thing on an aircraft, I promise you, you will get royal treatment from the flight attendants. Being a flight attendant is exhausting. You're always in different time zones, waking up crazy hours, and dealing with angry customers. So I promise you, the next time you fly, if you want special treatment from the flight attendants, this is all you have to do. $5 Starbucks gift cards. It means the world to us when a customer gives us this. And if you don't have gift cards, you can just pick up some candy bars, lip balm, anything, and give them to your flight attendants. We will know where you're sitting, and we will know what you look like, and the whole crew will make sure you are taken care of.
Hey, man, now they're going to see when you get on. They're going to be like, man, they must have peeped that TikTok. Yeah. I would be even more upset.
Yeah.
And my thing is, man, I don't want nobody giving me lip balm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You've been in the airport. Are you coming up giving me lip balm? Yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm
but
straight.
A simple $5 gift card would go a long way to, you know what I mean? If you ever want an extra beverage.
And the crazy thing about it, man, she wants you to present that before.
Yeah. I hate the pre-tip. Oh,
yeah, man.
Really? Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
but the pre-tip is always good because then you get better service.
No, you don't, because sometimes they're like, I already got my tip. I don't need to go above and beyond.
Or it's just like after it's over, you're like, okay, here. But you, by the time it's over, you'll be like, man, they don't even really deserve this car. Yep.
But it does seem like even when I was traveling last, it seems like there's more rude customers. People, you know, they're a little more on edge. Like, it just seems like you want them to be nice, and sometimes they're just a little rude just because they're so impatient with other people. And
it's gotta be a hard gig.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think a lot of people are gonna be traveling this summer. But
yeah, I'm gonna try that Starbucks gift card thing. Don't get it twisted. Alrighty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
For 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Natalia Neighborhood News, Danny Lay is in the neighborhood news.
Big, I'm not always right. I can say that.
Oh, my God.
But you better believe that when I am right, you're going to know it. Back on July 1st, and I've been saying this even before then, but specifically on July 1st, we had this moment in the neighborhood when I was talking about Danny Lay.
Oh, I don't have it.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't have the audio.
What happened?
I don't have it.
I see it. It's right there.
All righty, here it is.
So there have been these rumors that she was pregnant. So I've been keeping an eye on her Instagram because, you know me, I love when people are pregnant and beautiful. Yeah. I think it's amazing.
And it's a gig, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is part of my gig. Yeah, but I noticed, because now in her videos, you'll only see her like kind of up, like from up close to up.
Uh-huh.
Now, mind you, if you look back to the video photos that make her seem like she's not pregnant, those are old photos.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Those are old photos.
They
and
were.
Yeah, I'm trying to play like I was in with you.
I'm trying
to make it seem like I was on top of it. All right, here we go. All right.
But the recent ones, the new ones, I know because when I was pregnant, I was trying to keep it a secret for some time, just a little while, just to have it for myself. Mm-hmm. And I remember like where I had to cut off from where you started seeing my shirt lifting up slightly from the baby bump. And now that she's I think she's somewhat close to giving birth, you can tell in photos.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, why she do like a whole bikini thing? We're like, oh, well, we're sorry.
Photoshop. Nicki Minaj did the same thing.
No, I'm just talking about it was real.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
I was right, Big. Danny Lay confirmed that she is indeed
pregnant. And how did she do it?
with a photo shoot.
There it is.
Right there. Yeah.
There it is. We were both right.
We were both right.
You nailed it. I just love that you logged it, had the date, and had Juan go and grab it.
Go and grab it. Well, because again, like, I'm not always right, but I was really excited about this when I knew she was pregnant. I knew I was just waiting for that confirmation. And also people are saying,
Jason, and as a producer, Jason, can we do like 7 months of when she was wrong?
Yeah, please. Oh, we got plenty of that.
Yeah, we do like a 7 month run.
So like I was saying, DaBaby, they're saying that DaBaby sort of confirmed that he is the father of the baby by liking some of the photos that she posted.
DaBaby confirmed he's the father of the baby.
It's a tongue twister. Yeah. But congratulations to Dani Leigh. She looks so gorgeous pregnant. Man, really happy for her.
You were on it. You called the pregnant. You called the angle, everything. Yes. All right.
Congrats.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for
Another Idiot Award.
Another Idiot Award, Louis G.
This one, we're going to give it to the Tokyo Olympics, and I think it's a long time coming, bro, because we should have given this since they first started the beginning of the Olympics, man. But this time, they unveiled what they're going to have in this Olympia, what is it called? The village, right? The Olympian Village. So they unveiled the beds that they're going to be supplying these people. From the beginning, we heard that they were trying to ban sex, but giving away condoms to these athletes, right?
Right.
Now they're trying to stop sex by doing what? Giving them cardboard beds, Big.
Yeah, man.
These cardboard beds are supposed to just sustain like one person and one person only, so not more than two people can be on the bed getting busy or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
that's bragging rights too, though, man. Yes. If I knock that bed down, I'm like, man.
Hey.
Talking about, man, met this Ugandan.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
But this is so stupid. These things are made out of cardboard. It obviously does have a mattress thing on top, but just the way it's built, you're just like, really, bro? This is what you're going to give these, like, Olympiads? Like,
it's crazy that someone went and thought that this is what we're going to do.
And this is what's going to stop sex at the Olympic Village.
Like somebody going to really be like, oh, man, I guess we can't do it.
Right?
Yeah, man. We got these cardboard beds.
I guess we'll just hit the kitchen countertop.
Yeah, it's against the law to do it on the floor in Japan.
But I was just thinking, like, even with everything that's happening, there's so much over there that's been banned. Like, at one point, are you going to just stop and say, hey, okay,
It's too late now.
Maybe it wasn't the right time.
You know,
and now
we got, you know, gymnasts that test positive. Like,
saw some positive cases already.
But just for the bed itself, man. Just for the bed itself.
Oh. You're dumb! You're stupid!
I know. Now they won't be able to do it.
You're an idiot!
Man, that would not stop me from smashing.
Nope.
No way in the world,
not
bro.
At all.
I've done it in worse places. You know what I'm saying? There were places I wish I had a cardboard bed.
Real, man.
All righty. I want to hear from you, though. You know what I'm saying? Where's the strange place you smashed?
Oh, my God.
Where's the strange place you smashed? All righty. Y'all hit us up. 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out. Who that?
Hey, it's your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. Gasper, you couldn't pay me enough to
go back to my old job, Big.
I heard that same.
Oh. Damn.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. What's the strange place you've smashed? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Let's bring Thomas into the neighborhood. Thomas, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Thomas.
All righty now, Thomas, what's the strange place you smashed?
Big boy, the strangest place I've smashed is at work in the manager's office, like when I was in college.
Ooh, damn.
Really?
Was it the manager?
It was like the assistant manager, like the lowest level manager.
I heard that.
It wasn't her office. Yeah, it technically wasn't her office. It was like both of our bosses. We did it on her desk.
Damn.
It was pretty wild.
What
we had to, it was in retail, so it was a pretty busy place. Oh. And some it was her day off, and some days like she just pops in on her day off unannounced. So we had to watch the camera screen that was right next to her desk while we were smashing, you know. It was pretty fun.
I heard that.
It sounds fun.
Was there like a plan, like, we're going to show the boss, we're going to do this, and then the next time you see your boss at their desk, you're like, ah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, like, ugh, I was all on your desk yesterday. Like, oh, man. I mean,
Enough to move the papers on her desk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to mess nothing up.
Yeah, man.
Even when he quit, he wanted to quit. He was like, I can't quit this job. Too many benefits.
Yeah.
Too many benefits. And it was a retail position? No pun on position.
A retail position.
All right. Go ahead now. Yeah. That's one of those times when you walk in the store like, man, where everybody at?
Yeah, pretty right? much.
I can't get no help here. Like, Then she comes from the back with her hair all messed up. All right, now.
Good job, Tom.
Where's the strange place you've smashed? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Bring Jesse into the neighborhood. Jesse, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. What's going on, Jesse? Jesse, what's the strange place you smashed?
So, when I lost my virginity, it was above the freeway. Of the 5 freeway, there's like this little bridge, and there's some stairs right that connect to the bridge, and that's where me and the girl are at, right there on the steps.
Wow. Outside on the near the freeway, and that's where you lost your virginity at?
Yes, sir.
Oh man, now what about her? Was she experienced, Jesse?
I think she was.
Yeah, that's gotta be. That's gotta be a horrible place
for me.
It's gotta be a horrible place though. You know what I'm saying? Especially your first time. It's like, oh,
was
my
it
gosh.
Hidden? I'm pretty sure, like, if someone was driving by, would they have been able to see you guys?
No, we're hidden for the cars couldn't see us, this guy kept, he walked, like, 3 times up those stairs, kept Pass watching you. Us 3 times.
Man, oh I don't even think he had to walk by 3 times. I think you were done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He saw the hood in the trunk, and he was like, oh, thank you.
Yes.
Y'all hit us up, man. Any ladies had a strange place?
Yeah, for real, man.
Oh, gosh, there's no ladies calling, even people on my social. Like, it's all
guys? Who are we smashing?
Yeah, right?
Where's the strange place you smashed? Hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for your 810 phone tap. Let's go ahead and get into some Luther Abasada, Lufe. This one right here is where Luther calls to rent a tuxedo for a wedding he's going to be in, man. The lady asks, you know, what to use your info, except he gives some pretty strange answers. Let's go ahead and get into your phone tap right here, man. Big Boy's Neighborhood, pay very close attention.
Got your phone tap, what you gonna do? All I need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Yes, I was calling about the tuxedo for the wedding.
When's the wedding?
On the game.
On the 13th?
The thing to pick up on the wedding for the game.
I'm trying to figure out if the wedding's been set up with us so I can answer your
question.
Yes,
and the wedding, the nice, the picture, and the tuxedo.
Okay, you want to rent a tuxedo from
Yes, and I need to come on the black tuxedo with tie and handkerchief. Yes, handkerchief.
You have everyone's size.
Yeah, I have right? size and this size, that size, and all size. Be later.
I was going to say, can you bring them to me?
What, the picture?
No, the sizes.
Yes, I'm the Ronton.
Yeah, all the measurements.
The Ronton.
You have a picture of what you want, right?
I have picture ID, credit card, money, then a soccer could have his paint.
I have a lot of different blacks.
Yes, and blacks and Mexicans, we all get along.
No, I have a lot of black tuxedos.
Ah, okay, not my tuxedo.
Yeah, I have a lot of different black tuxedos, so I need you to come into the store and pick out which ones you want.
Yes.
Can you come in tomorrow?
On this day?
Today?
No.
Ah, I'm trying.
Ay, quiero ese handle. Ay, ahora. Ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Okay, tomorrow, se que come de donde se quendro.
Okay, you're going to come down tomorrow.
And the miso.
Okay.
Okay, the miso.
I don't know what miso is.
Miso.
I don't know what miso is.
Miso honey.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, let's bring Nanette into the neighborhood, see what's going down. Nanette, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Nanette, where's the strange place you've smashed?
Oh, well, do you really want to know?
I don't know. We just haven't had any ladies that called us up so far.
In a car, back seat.
I heard that.
Get it.
Was it enough room in that car? Was it? No, just for you. Car back seats are the worst.
Not really.
Was it a Nissan?
No, it was a
I don't want to hear what it was. No. I'm just saying that if you're going to do any backseat smashing, Nissans are great for backseat smashing.
Really?
Trust that, man. Nissan of Mission Hills. Go on over there. Crawl into the back. Tell him. Go see Tom. Tell Tom that said, it's Big Boy said I can crawl into the back.
Yes.
And just test the Nissan out.
Love it.
But yes, Nissan of Mission Hills, man. Believe that. You want to go and try it over there. Tell him Big Boy sent you. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Where's the strange place you smashed? Let's bring D into the neighborhood. See what's going down with D. D, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. D, what's the strange place you smashed?
In the dugout at the park.
Right there. Hokey dokey, artichoke. Yes. All righty now. Maybe we should just have the fellas call up because at least they kept it clean.
Right?
Yeah, man. Well, she just said that she, you know, if you missed it, that she, craziest place was a dugout.
Yes.
Then she said something real crazy after that. So, all righty, let's bring Michelle into the neighborhood. And she was going down with Michelle. All righty now, Michelle, hello.
Hey, babe.
Hello there. Hello, Michelle. I'm doing amazing, queen. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All righty. We just had to drop out of D's call and had to dump it. She came with an answer, but it was what she said afterwards. All righty. So as clean as you can, Michelle, where's the strange place you smashed?
At the public library in the women's restroom.
Damn.
Whoa.
How did that happen? Like, who still go to a library? Yeah. First of all righty. So at the public library in the restroom, in the bathroom?
Yep. Just right in the bathroom, babe.
I heard that. So were you dating someone at the time? Y'all went to go study?
I was.
Okay.
No, it was my ex-boyfriend. And, you know, we went to go study, you could say. And then, one thing led to another, and we were in the women's restroom.
I heard that, man. You do sound younger than, you know, smashing in the 80s in the library.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hell of a place, though, because there is no one out there that's listening that probably say, hey, I did that, too.
Yeah.
You're probably one of one. And you know you can't make any noise in the in the library. No, Ani.
Yeah, let you me gotta talk be to her. Quiet, you know?
Yeah.
Like you gotta whisper. You can't be like you can't be loud.
Right.
Yeah.
Like did you,
you gotta do it.
Did you enjoy that Romeo and Juliet? She's like, yeah. Alrighty, y'all hit us up 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Where's the strange place you smash? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Yep. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Neighborhood news. Natalia's up in here. Saweetie. is in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, Big, if you remember, she was supposed to drop her album Pretty V Music back in June, and then last minute she decided to delay it. She wanted to go back and rework some songs, but now we know, or kind of maybe why one of those, like, she had to go back and rework it. She just revealed there was something on there that her mom didn't like.
I do talk some Tagalog. My mom was really against it because my Asian side, they're very traditional. They were immigrants, so it's like their culture is a little bit more reserved. So she was just like, girl, I can't believe you just said that.
Damn. Can you, like, can you listen to other stuff?
Right? But I guess it was the stuff that she said in the different language. But now it kind of makes sense, like, why she would want to maybe go back, rework some of those songs, change it up for her mom, which I think is a little interesting because we've talked to other artists before of, what, you know, oh, do your parents know your lyrics? Do they know, like, are they okay with the what you say in
Have
there?
Have you played that song for them?
Exactly. And a lot of times it's, hey, man, this is me. And they just kind of have to accept it the way it is. And if they don't like it, they don't like it. But I mean, it goes back to her name. Sweetie is so sweet.
But, you know,
that she went back and fixed it.
You get some that don't even play it for
for
their parents.
That is true.
Don't play it for family. And, you know, it's their artistic, you know, license. But, there's something like, oh, man, you know.
Just try to keep it, like, hidden a little bit.
I'd rather not ask for permission. You know what I'm saying? So believe that. What didn't you want your family to know?
For a long time, I didn't want my dad to know that I had gotten a tattoo. Like, my mom knew the night that I got it. I told her I was at the tattoo parlor, but I didn't tell my dad for months. And I think I got it in summer, and then it was Thanksgiving where he was like, well, you think? I don't know that you have a tattoo. I've seen it. And I was
That's
like,
what your dad sound?
That's my impression of him.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, what the hell?
That's angry Thanksgiving dad who just found out that his 18-year-old daughter got a tattoo without his permission.
Yeah, man. Mine was just some of the stuff I did before I got into radio.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, not, you know, so I don't even want to say
it. You don't want to say it now.
But a lot of it, my family didn't know that I did certain things until
in the streets.
Until they read the book.
Got
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, until they read Page Turner.
Yeah, my sister was like, you so...
What?
Wow. Yeah, man. What did you want your family to know? Hit us up 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. What didn't you want your family to know? Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3. LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Alrighty now, what didn't you want your family to know? Alrighty, what you don't want your family to know? Hit us up 866-246-8923. Let's bring Casey into the neighborhood. Casey, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Oh, Casey, listen to you. Oh, Casey. Casey, what didn't you want your family to know?
Okay, so this happened on 4th of July, actually.
Of 2021?
Yes.
Okay.
I am 26 now. I got my first and only tattoo when I was 19. I was able to hide it from my family up until then. I wore this really cute 4th of July outfit. I completely forgot about it. I was sitting on my porch. My family came up and they're like, hey, I was not paying attention to anything at all. And my grandpa ended up being the one to see it first. And in Spanish, he was like, excuse me, you painted yourself too? I can't believe this. And he proceeded to get into like this frenzy. He was like staring at me through the, like, down the driveway. He was so upset, like super, super upset. I completely forgot. I was so disappointed.
He said you painted yourself too?
Te pintaste tú también?
Oh, and Casey, what did you get, and where's your tattoo at?
So it is on the left side of my rib cage. It's a place that I can hide fairly easily. It's a Banksy piece, the one with the girl reaching out through the balloon. Mm. Yeah.
Cute.
Nice. Man, she got a Banksy on her. Hey, so you hid it. You hid it for about what, like 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah, about 7 years. I got it when I was 19. Right as soon as I got my first paycheck, I was like, what I spent it on.
Who in your family knew you had that tattoo?
So I went with my best friend to get it and my mom when I got it. And then my brothers found out, like, because I went to the pool. My dad still actually does not know.
Oh, Lord.
And most of my family on my mom's side does not know. Like, my grandmother, oh, my gosh, if she were to find out, I would probably freak out.
Oh, I love it. He was like, did you painted yourself, too. All right, now, hit us up, man. What you didn't want your family to know? 866-246-8923, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. What didn't you want your family to know? Mm-hmm. All righty, let's bring Chris into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Chris. Chris, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Chris. Chris, what didn't you want your family to know?
Man, so this happened like 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. My mom used to be a manager at some apartment complex we used to live in. Mm-hmm. And she was in charge of like getting the washer, the coins out of the washers and dryers. All the quarters out, right?
Yeah.
So I was, my mom was always at work. I was home. So I ordered like Domino's, Pizza Hut. And I used to pay the people off with quarters all the time. So, they never found out. They never found out.
Oh, my God. So the clothes that she would get from off the washing machine, the washer, dryer, she would bring those in. And you would do that a lot or once in a while?
No, I do it a lot. Right? I ice cream truck, pizza, and all the other kids that were in the apartment complex, I'll buy them, you know, ice cream. I was young, though. I was like 12.
Hey, man, your mom never knew that you, like, you was walking around jingling?
No, never, because when she'll get home, I wouldn't touch them.
Oh, I love it, bro. Like, how much do you think you would take off of each, like, hit when you would hit the machines?
No, I'll hit it, man, like 30, 40.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'll hit it.
Man.
You can imagine if it's a complex, that's a lot of washings, a lot of coins.
And so it was like an apartment complex? You said like a...
So it was only 8 apartments. Oh. But the crazy thing is she had to give that money to the landlord, to the owner, but they never found out.
Hey, man, and that's cold. You never even put your mom on top of it. She's like, man, if you stealing, you should have stole for the family. Right. Like, you're out here buying ice cream and pizza. We could have bought meat. I could have bought a whole chicken.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Now she's going to know now, but.
Right.
Hey,
man,
good.
You know what I love about it, too, man, is how the money's supposed to go, like, to, you know, the management company or to the owner. And it was probably like, man, these machines are not popping.
No one's washing or what's going on here?
My thing is, I don't think they ever could keep track of that.
Right.
You know, it's 12 years ago, 16 years ago. I don't know how long it was.
How long did you do it, Chris?
Man, all the time. And I talked to my brother.
Was it like,
and we'll talk about it. My brother's older than me. And he said he used to do the same thing. He used to take money from their quarters.
Man.
So like, it was a family thing, man.
I love it, bro.
Hey, dude, and how long was it? Like, was it a year, 6 months? Like, how long did you do it?
Nah, it was a long time. Years, probably.
Oh, my God. I heard that, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people use the money to, you know, go to college. Others use it to buy ice cream. I ain't mad at you. There it is right there, man. What didn't you want your family to know? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. What didn't you want your family to know? Uh-huh. Let's bring Kat into the neighborhood. Kat, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello there, Kat. What's that thing? What didn't you want your family to know?
Well, about like 5-6 years ago, I was 18 years old and I used to be a adult entertainment dancer, and I used to sneak around and go every day to work at night. And I was so discreet about it. But one day my aunt, she followed me and she found out and she told my dad. And oh my God, 'cause she was my dad's sister. Oh. Jesus.
Hey, Kat, how old were you at that time? You were like 18, 19?
Yeah, 18 years old.
Oh, man, I know that had to mess your dad up. Just being a dad right now, that means in like 6 years I can get a call like, hey, you know, Chula. Like, I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
Wow. So how long did you dance?
I was doing it for almost like, I was 18, so I had been doing it for like about a year, but I still did it for like maybe 2 more years.
Damn.
So, yeah, but. I mean, after a while, like, I guess he was kind of like, he didn't accept it, but he was just like, well, I mean, she's going to do whatever she wants, you know, like, but yeah, he was very angry.
Right.
Sorry. He was so mad at me. Yeah.
Oh, man. Now,
good
what
money?
Yeah. Who listen to this one?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course.
Hey, man, but you know what? When you make money on anything, it's hard to walk away from the money. What made you stop?
Someone tied me down.
I heard that.
Now.
I heard that. Where did you meet your husband at?
Work, like later, obviously, I worked somewhere else.
Okay.
he wasn't like trying to be one of those guys that was like, hey, you know, you don't need to be doing this.
I
to
fell save in
you.
Love with
yeah.
The
yeah. Yeah,
no, no, no. Yeah. I had to break it to him though before someone would tell him, you know, like I was like, hey, I used to, you know, just to give him a heads up.
Right. Were you good at it?
Of course.
Right. She's like, of course.
Do you sometimes miss it?
She was like, B, of course. I did a private party for you. Like, why are you trying to play like you don't know me? It's Peaches. What did you say, Natalia?
I said, do you miss it sometimes?
Hell yeah, girl, I do.
I heard
I
that.
Love it.
Especially now, we live in a world where it's like, you know, women are like you can make so much money now. Like, it's insane. Like, it's a woman's world now. You know, men are like,
and
it's, got left behind.
And it's different too, Kat, the way it's you can totally promote different. Yourself and the outreach mm-hmm. that you have. Like, do you have an OnlyFans now?
Hell no.
Man, sneak and get one.
Yeah, get one. Stop it.
Yeah, no, I'm just playing. All righty, Kat, but thank you for sharing your story, okay?
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
All righty, you as well, man. What didn't you want your family to know? Hit us up, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Gabrielle Iglesias in the neighborhood. You are Speedy Gonzalez from Space Jam, A New Legacy. What does that feel like?
It's a trip. First of all, I'm very honored that they asked me to be in the film, and more so that I'm actually the first Mexican to voice Speedy Gonzalez.
Wow.
They didn't know that I could do the voice until we were actually recording.
Damn.
Originally,
so they just gonna take it however you would have brought it in.
Yes, because that was the original idea. They wanted to lend my real voice to the character. And I'm like, well, I don't want people to think of me when they watch Speedy Gonzalez. I want them to think of Speedy Gonzalez.
Was it harder being a part of Space Jam than what you thought?
It was pretty easy. Wow. They sent me all the equipment. I did everything from home. Open up the laptop, read the lines, and go to work.
Let's do this. What's happening, bro?
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God. I am Speedy Gonzalez, the fastest mouse in all Mexico. Arriba, espantale.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. In case you missed it, what we got?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Hello.
And that's because her album, Good News, it officially went platinum.
Congratulations! Woo!
And this makes it her first album to ever go platinum. She got super excited, posted this on her Instagram story, and she was like, you know what? I love this. My first album to go platinum, and I made this all in my living room during quarantine.
Wow.
Most of it. And Big, one of the times she was in the neighborhood during quarantine, you asked her why the album title Good News.
I felt like I had to name the album Good News because it just felt like 2020, we were getting slapped with bad news back to back. And I had it in my head, like, I want to see Good News trending. Good News is out. Good News is here. Everybody's listening to Good News, you know? So I just felt like, let me bring some positivity to just a dark time right now.
When you do go after somebody, do you know already, like, specifically who you want for a specific song?
Yeah. Like, even if I haven't completely written the song yet and I'm working with the beat, I'm, you know, freestyling with myself. I'm like, damn, such and such a sound good on this.
Yeah.
Like the Freaky Girls with SZA, I call Juicy and I'm like, Juicy, I need you to make me a flip to a Freak Like Me. And he's like, Big, you know, that's going to be fire. So he sent me the beat right back and I'm writing my verses. And the only woman I could think of on this beat is SZA. Like her voice, I knew it was going to compliment the beat very well. I knew it was going to compliment my voice very well. I knew it was going to be a smash.
And she hit the content. She hit the content right too.
Mm-hmm.
And how many Juicy got on there?
Oh, I think three.
Yeah.
We made way more than that, but I had to, you know, okay, Juicy, we can't have a full album full of Juicy J right now.
Yeah.
Because if it was up to me, the album would be Lil Juicy J.
I love it, man.
That is so cool to me.
I love her energy, too.
Me, too.
She keep winning, too.
Yeah, she does.
If somebody don't like her, it's really messing up their day.
Yeah,
for me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, stop drinking the poison and hoping somebody else dies.
Right, exactly.
You do your own thing. Believe that. And it's always great to have her in the neighborhood. In case you missed it, you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Hey, man. There's a Russian bear on the loose out there.
Man.
Right now. Now,
is
man.
He
and it's,
rushing around?
Yeah, he's rushing around. You know, I saw
don't
this,
rush him.
I saw this story. It's crazy how many of these stories actually, like, I went down the rabbit hole and there's so many of these stories. Anyways.
You went down the bear hole.
Yeah, down the bear hole. Yes, yes. So there's a bear that's traveling with the circus in Russia right now. And this bear was doing its act. And in this act, he has, like, a hat on, a scarf on, and is following around, the like, the trainer, right? All of a sudden, bear just starts attacking its trainer.
Yeah, man.
And there's kids and there's parents and they look terrified out in the stands. And the other trainer's trying to like grab it by the neck and make it stop. And the lady's like trying to run away.
When they pulled the bear off again, the bear went and attacked her only again.
Oh, wow.
Whatever she did to that bear before the act started, he must have been really mad, bro, because for... Who knows how many times they've done this, but
and
it's
I don't know
a
if bears
bear.
Like react off of like your psycho or whatever, but he specifically was going after her.
Yeah, man, specifically for her. It was just these brown bears, and then I saw there was another brown bear attack before that, and it's all circus related,
right, man?
These bears don't need to be in the circus.
Now, come on, at some point already, it's a bear.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and then if I put like a little top hat on you and a little scarf. Come on, man.
I'm going to be mad.
And then my thing is this, dude. The bear is doing what a bear does.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not crazy. Now, if the bear flew in the sky and flew around the tent for like 30 minutes, that's crazy.
Like Dumbo.
But yeah, if a bear comes in and attack us in here, that's crazy.
Yes.
A bear attacking you. Come on now.
Yeah, come on, man.
And all it got to do is happen once.
Yes.
You see the Siegfried and Roy thing? All it got to do is happen once.
That's all it takes, man. Maybe he didn't like the scarf that day.
Yeah, it turned a nice day into something crazy. If we need to please.
We would like to welcome everybody out to Circus Marcus. As you guys can see, we have Penelope the Bear. Yes, Penelope the Bear.
Aww,
and our lovely assistant, Athalia, would you please walk him around and humiliate this bear?
Here we go.
Okay, hold on, Mike.
There it is. All righty, just a quick reenactment. Yeah.
That's pretty much what went down.
Yeah, that's a bear doing bear things, man.
Don't do
that's
it.
That's a bear doing bear things. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What we got?
We got new music, and Cardi B's got a new verse.
Hello.
But Big Normani, who used to be part of Fifth Harmony, she's like her solo artist now, amazing, dropped a new song, features Cardi B. It's called Wild Side.
Like a trumpet, I could do it all. I could probably take a watermelon to a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this mood glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Just down low like bombs away, boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink toes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see me in person, believe me.
We can't just be talking about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
They got one, huh?
They do.
Hello.
And Big, they dropped the video for this too, but a lot of people on Twitter, they were like, oh my God, Cardi, you're so nasty. This is so nasty. But then Cardi came back and she was like, well, actually, the first verse I sent in, Normani's team sent it back and they're like, hey, Cardi, can we get a nastier verse?
Right.
And she was like, yes, your wish is my command. So I sent this verse to them.
Yeah, man. She said she can suck a watermelon through a straw.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Crazy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm almost afraid of that, but go ahead.
I'm almost afraid of what her upcoming album's going to be like.
Yeah, she's in, though.
We had WAP, we had UP, we have this now.
Yeah, man. I ain't mad at her. I'm glad at her.
And Big, one of the last times she was in the neighborhood, you kind of asked her about her process of working in the studio now with her new album, and she told you what the hardest part is.
one of my problems recording, I just sometimes don't be liking my voice and my accent. My English is very broken. Like, you know, I come from a home where my parents speak broken English. So sometimes I think I'm pronouncing something right. And like, it's like, and you're not really pronouncing it right. But when I go on live and I talk and I say something wrong, I don't give a damn. But on my music, it got to be tip top. I don't play that.
That's crazy to me.
I remember she was saying that in the studio as well. She's like, she keep doing the takes over.
Yeah.
Because she think her accent is getting in the way, or she's saying, you know, mispronouncing something. So she's a perfectionist.
And but like you told her, like, we love her for
her
accent.
Yeah, I love
accent.
That. Yeah. Yeah, believe that.
And Big, whenever I listen to her music now, I'm like, man, I wonder like if she redid this or differently now. In a great way though. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, she works hard too.
She talked about how she rehearsed for 3 weeks for this video, but yeah, and she's pregnant. So
I know. And congratulations to her on that. And Armani, congratulations to you on another great record as well. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Celebrity hookup.
I love you.
I know.
Natalia, celebrity hookup.
They're together. They're not together. Uh-oh. They're together. That's what's been going on between Kanye West and supermodel Irina Shayk. So as you know, Kanye and Kim Kardashian divorced, separated earlier this year. They're in the process of officially getting divorced. But Kanye apparently was dating supermodel Irina Shayk, and they were spotted in Paris together for his birthday. It was this whole thing big. But then last week it was, they were never really together, or things are cooling off. You know, she doesn't want people to associate her with dating someone because she's very happy being single. Mm-hmm. And it was this whole thing like it never existed almost between Kanye and Irina. Well, now, according to sources, they're saying that they actually are together and that those were just rumors and that they've never split up, and that Irina actually doesn't like the rumors saying that they split
Jesus
up
Christ,
because she's happy being with Kanye West.
This is complicated,
it's so complicated.
Have you ever heard of her before she
oh,
heard
yes.
Kanye got
For
together?
For sure, because she used to date Bradley Cooper, and they had a baby together.
Oh, wow.
And that's a whole other thing, Big. We can have our little sidebar with
that. No, cool. I just need that. That's cool. Yeah, that little dose I got. I'm all better from that little dose.
Well, Kanye and Irina.
I'm good. No need to go back for a second dose. I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Thank you, Natalia.
We're spotted once again in San Francisco at this very posh restaurant together, having a very intimate time. But they are saying that it's not like super serious, like they're about to, you know, move in together.
Hey, man, if Kim did the same thing Kanye's doing right now, they would tear her up in the meeting.
Tons of disrespect.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, I love Kanye, but Kanye going to have a heat stroke. Do you see all the stuff he's wearing? Right, he was in Vegas. Vegas like 120 degrees. He's out there for the big three. He was wearing, not only is he wearing not a mask, but he's wearing almost like an executioner's hood.
A full thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're wearing that big ass puffy jacket, pants, and boots. I'm like,
no one told him it was summer.
Hell yeah, he was sitting next to Ice Cube. Cube was like, man, what the hell?
I said, hell no.
You wearing a yay gay?
Apparently they are still together, enjoying each other, but they're going to do long distance because she lives in New York and he lives in LA, but they're still together.
I heard that. Well, and I know we love love.
Yes, we do.
Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Big, I think they need to file a missing persons report in Japan right now, man. Listen to this crazy story about an Olympian from Uganda.
An Ugandan athlete with hopes of competing in the Tokyo Olympics has gone missing. The 20-year-old weightlifter had been staying in Osaka Prefecture in western Japan along with eight other teammates when he failed to show up for a coronavirus test. This according to the president of the Ugandan Weightlifting Federation. The athlete did not qualify to compete in the Olympics and was scheduled to fly back to Uganda before the games officially opened.
Oh, man, he was like, I'm gone, huh?
He was scheduled to fly back because he didn't qualify, but he went missing.
Now, let me tell y'all something.
Yeah.
I've been to Japan possibly close to 40 times. I don't know. I've been to Japan a lot. Mm-hmm. All righty. He's going to stick out.
You think?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
I mean,
you think?
I don't know how old this story is going to sound because I'm pretty sure they found him already. I've been to Japan a lot. And then if he was like in Tokyo, like Roppongi area,
yeah.
There's some like African guys out there that run clubs, so on and so forth.
but he's not going to be hard to find.
He did leave a note, and in the note,
Ugandan weightlifter.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
Come on, man.
Can I see your passport?
Right, yes, right. Sir. Yeah, like, he's just gonna walk into a convenience store. They're gonna be like, "That's him."
Yeah, man.
And he's gonna try to blend in, you know, oh, mushy, mushy. You know what I'm saying? Don't look at me. I'm just over here. I'm just a Japanese girl. You know what I'm saying? Japanese girl trying to find her way home. Like, stop it, man. You know what I'm saying?
He left a note saying his life in the African country was too difficult and he wanted to work in Japan. He also said, please just ship all my belongings back to my family.
I swear, God. Hey, man, you know what I love about that, too, man, is he probably didn't even think. He was like, he wasn't even tripping off of qualifying.
Yeah. Not at
all, so all I got to do is get to Japan.
That's all it. I got
to
do.
That's it. My man said, send my stuff back to my family.
My family, that's
what they going to get? Weightlifting benches and, and leotards?
Like, jockstrap?
Yeah, like, what is he going to send
back? Some socks.
So he's legit is just trying to stay in the country?
How does that happen?
I think so. I don't know, man.
Hey, dude, one time I went to Japan, my visa stuff wasn't right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They cleaned the plane and sent me back on the same plane.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, so how is this dude going to just walk around Osaka or somewhere in Japan?
Are they going to put, like, missing signs up?
Oh, everywhere? Yeah. Hell, yeah. Every black dude, they going to grab, like, man, it ain't me. The hell you talking about? Y'all stick around your radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Nathalia's up in here. Neighborhood News. French Montana. In the neighborhood news.
I feel it in my bones, Big. I feel it. This Drake album is coming so soon. Certified Lover Boy, something that was supposed to be dropped in January.
Hey, man, did you see a Cruz put up a post to say he had just heard the album?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, man, my wife hit me and was like, is this true? I was like, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I hit Cruz.
He's trolling.
Right.
He's trolling.
He got her.
Well, someone who does know a little bit about the album is French Montana. And let me tell you, when French Montana and Drake get together, they bring us some fire tracks. Sippin' on the drink, sippin' on the drink. Woo! Sippin' on the drink, I ain't tryna think. Hey. When it gets hot, body start dropping. Hit the strip club. No stones, Louboutin, Jimmy Choo, that's on you. Diamonds on my neck, causing tears. Go ahead now. Courtesy of DJ Natalia. Okay,
go
sorry.
Ahead now. Hello.
Well, French recently revealed that he actually may be on the album Certified Lover Boy.
Shout out to my boy Drake. We got some heat coming out. It's supposed to be on CLB, but you never know with him. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
So that's what we got to call it, CLB.
CLB, yeah, oh, Certified
damn,
Lover Boy.
That.
But all you right. know how big when you say, like, oh, you're putting your chips on red and black? I feel like that's what French did a little bit.
Cause oh, yeah.
He knows that they got a track together. He's hoping that it's going to be on CLB.
Well, yeah.
But he just says that just in case Drake changes his mind.
Right.
But, we already know Drake went back to Toronto to finish the mixing of this album. So I feel it, Big. I know it's coming. I don't think it's going to be coming this month, but I definitely think August or September it may come.
Oh, man. You talking about spreading chips?
Damn.
You just took up the whole board.
Well, he said it was supposed to come before the end of summer, and that's September 22nd. So I'm saying before September 22nd.
Let's just be even safer, man. It's coming one day.
Yeah. One day.
One day.
This year.
Come on, Drake.
Legit. I'm not even going to say this year. Just
okay, that's
day.
True.
One day it'll be here.
And you know what? And I really hope that French is on the album because, like I said, I like when they do stuff together, mm-hmm. especially when they do music videos together. They always have a really good time. So hopefully we'll see French on Certified Lover Boy.
All right. There it is. Y'all stick around, y'all. Radio's Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities.
Okay.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood boy. Survey says.
Survey says.
What does survey say, Ani?
That New York and Chicago do not have the best pizza in the city. Well, in America.
Still.
Yeah, Big. And New York is really upset, too, because when you go on their blogs, they'll write this article, and it says, some weirdos think that New York isn't the best place for
they
pizza.
Weirdos?
Yeah, they wrote weirdos. The first sentence.
Was that Time magazine?
It was
the New York Times?
New York Post.
Damn, it was really like a reputable paper like that?
Yeah,
editorial?
The first sentence on this article.
They said weirdos?
Yep.
Damn.
And these weirdos who wrote a book about the history of pizza, Big, they're saying that the best pizza city in America is in Portland, Oregon.
Damn, that's crazy.
Isn't that even the person who they named, like they actually wrote her name, her restaurant from Portland in the book. This is what she had to say about that.
Naming Portland the best pizza city in America is controversial because New York, in my opinion, is the best pizza city. I think it's kind of a lot for clickbait. New York is a lot of the reason why people have started pizzerias here. It's got a lot of history. I personally, New York York is my favorite pizza city.
And who was that?
She is the owner of one of the restaurants in Portland who got named like the best pizza place.
Oh, she's being humble. That's what she's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Big people are coming back. They're like, the reason Portland is so amazing is because all the chefs go out there because people don't really get judged. It's a small place to be. But apparently all the foodies are there. They try new recipes and they have these amazing pizzas.
Hey, man, let me tell you. I love New York pizza in New York.
Really?
I love it,
I've never had it, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Louis.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
You go to New York, man, you'll be in pizza heaven.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Like, a slice over here.
I went to this pizza spot in the Bronx, right?
Yeah.
It was like one of those moments where I was like, man, I'll never see this place again. Because I don't know where I was at. I was just driving and it was just a pizza place on the corner.
I had a similar experience in New York too, but it wasn't their pizza. It was their chicken parmesan. And I was like, this is the best ever.
So we got to go to Portland too now.
No, but you guys see, like, I haven't traveled that much. I've been in LA, tried pizza here. I think pizza is amazing. It should be number one.
Yeah, we have...
It's all.
We have good pizza.
Yeah, we have good
pizza.
It's all
right. How can you say we could be number one and you haven't had pizza anywhere else?
Well, you know, because like LA is like a melting pot where they have everybody from everywhere. So New Yorkers come here and they're like, the pizza.
No, the pizza. New Yorkers don't like LA pizza. And I don't know what accent you were doing.
Yeah, you were Italian right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Are you like Mario from Mario Kart?
It was like New Italy. You know what I'm saying? Pizza here is amazing. You know? Yeah.
Pizza.
All righty. Well, we got to do a tour.
Yeah.
We got to do a tour. All right.
A pizza tour.
There it is, man. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Ludol?
Yo, this is very interesting. So the Brooklyn Nets, man, there was this podcast, and this guy who is an insider for the Brooklyn Nets came out and mentioned something about the franchise and how they're trying to be a modern franchise by doing certain things. And I think a lot of players are going to love this.
The power has reached a point where these brands and these economies, these guys are answering to largely no one.
Yeah, a very high-ranking official with the Nets who had a lot to do with the money said basically there's a blank check as soon as these guys got here, whether that's buying a girlfriend or a girlfriend on the side, a house in California for a week, whether that's just putting up money for the boys and the homeboys and equipment for random shit, they're totally cool with that. And so I think that's what makes the Nets a modern franchise. It's not their fancy practice facility or their defensive schemes. It's just that they're willing to put up with this.
Hey, man, I think he's whack.
In other words, they'll take the bill on anything you pretty much throw at them.
But you know what, man? And I know exactly what he's doing right there, bro. When he's talking about a girl or this or that, that's already negative. Then when he said the homeboys, like, man, get off your crap, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he specifically, that man, he's an idiot.
Yeah, man, they're saying that the Brooklyn Nets, pretty much once you join the team, like for KD and Kyrie and everybody else.
If they want the girls or get a girl in an apartment for a week and, you know, the homeboys and...
That they would pay for all that. That's like, just take the bill. This is what I'm bringing along for this trip. Pay for that. Pay for, like, man, that is very interesting. And they're going to investigate this because it doesn't sound
legal.
Why
you can say, hey, I need some golf lessons. Can y'all pick that up? I want to take ballet to stretch my body out. Whatever, you know, the homeboys and the
their drugs, their strip clubs. Like, dude, if you're going to pay for
all their tattoos and, man.
If you're going to pay for James Harden's strip club night, good luck.
What do you wish that our company would pay for you?
Pizza and beer.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if I could get the bill for my pizza and bill addiction.
I heard that. What about you, Natalia, if the company could pick up an expense?
My coffee addiction.
Oh. Really?
And all my streaming services because I watch everything to make sure you guys know what's good.
Hey, man, I would say my mortgage.
Okay. There you go.
I don't drink coffee, and I could buy my own pizza, and I don't drink beer.
Okay, that's very good.
If you could just pick up my mortgage.
Just that'd be nice.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be very nice. Or if not mine, pick up one of my family members. That way I don't have to pay that too.
Very nice.
There it is. All righty. Well, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
And a submarine. You want a submarine for you, Jason?
Do that too.
Get Jason a submarine. You know what I'm saying? And some diving. And get his diving.
So can go to Costa Rica
together. Yeah, get him unlimited Costa Rica tickets. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Check this out. Who that?
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. When did a lie backfire?
So my boy went into this girl's DMs completely without any information, but he had been eyeing her for a minute. He says, hey, excuse me, such and such, funny story. I ran into your mom's at Target in the wine aisle.
actually looked me up and down and thought I was really handsome. She said, you know, I have a daughter. And then he shoots the DM to the girl. The girl hits him back up a couple hours later saying, you know what? A for effort, but just so you know, my mom is actually blind.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here, man. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us,
thank
man.
You.
We didn't bring this to you guys on air, but Louis G is, he's wearing a hoodie, a zippered hoodie,
yes,
a with
hoodie.
No shirt under it.
No shirt under it whatsoever.
I don't know if this dude came for doing a private party or what
you
the
really,
hell was going on.
You don't have a shirt?
No, I got it dirty, like, on the way up here.
Dude, right. Don't zip that down. I don't need to see your bare chest.
I know, man.
About? Okay, my bad.
Stop it.
You didn't eat yet, right?
No. Okay. Okay.
How's your coffee taste?
Right.
Better?
Hey, oh, my God, stop doing that.
Not only do you got back me.
Yeah.
You got chest knee too, huh?
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah, you got it.
You got a lot of hair.
Teach you how to exfoliate.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, we should teach a couple girls around here that.
Say what now?
What?
Damn, what the hell was that?
Wait, what happened?
Oh, my God.
You said you should teach a couple of girls around here?
Yeah, to exfoliate, right? That's
right.
What you said?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
All righty. She said something to you, and then you just say girls, huh? All righty. Well, let's finish with that. You know what I'm saying? All righty.
All right.
Well,
it's okay, because, Louis. Don't be upset.
Yeah, I know, I'm okay.
Because everybody that hit us up, man, and told us what's that strange place that you smashed at, man.
My
believe
goodness.
That.
Yes.
Somebody probably say I smashed in a high school, like their little dugout on the field.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Yeah, somebody will say that, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, but it's not about me. And also, we talked about Drake and French Montana new music. In case you missed it, Megan Thee Stallion in the neighborhood. We definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. We got to send Louis out on his way
to
get a shirt before he get arrested for indecent exposure.
Pretty much, bro.
Watch out.
The company's going to kick me out right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially if you keep zipping your shirt down and exposing yourself to us, which I'm very uncomfortable
with. It's like a body roll, too, when he does it. It's
yeah,
like,
man. He said, I got your body roll. You just want to go deeper and deeper in this, huh? I heard that.
All right.
Let me stop it right now. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
Let me stop it right now. Jose, go over there and learn how to ring that bell, too, just in case something happens. All righty. But thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.